This is the Trendsetter alongside my tag team partner, Jeff Martin. Jersey Rack and crew in the house, recapping our favorite SummerSlam memories, and we're going all the way back to SummerSlam 1991, the Summer of Love at Madison Square Garden, the Intercontinental Championship, one of my favorites, I know Jeff's as well, Bret the Hitman Hart going up against Mr. Perfect.
Execution versus the greatest intercontinental champion of all time.
This is the moment I've been waiting for as I fought and crawled my way to the top. The next World Wrestling Federation intercontinental champion right here.
Bell's gone, this one's underway. All the marbles at stake here.
Everybody here is thinking pink.
Nice block there, that move.
Beautiful counter.
The sharpshooter.
The excellence of execution versus perfection, Jeff. What do you recall when you looked up to the buildup of this match, man?
I just think it was a matchup that just stole the show. It's a matchup that you pitted two of the best technical wrestlers, and they gave you one of the most historic and memorable matches of all time, not only just in SummerSlam history.
It's funny I mentioned that, the greatest of all time, because I look at it, when you looked at the Intercontinental Championship and how much prestige it had and how it was really the workhorse title. I mean, all the greats have held on to that title that have become WWE champion as well. And we talk about NXT and on the Fans podcast when we discuss NXT Weekly of how, you know, there needs to be a secondary title to show who's going to be that next guy. I mean, this was so pivotal for me because when I looked back on it, growing up, it was more because I was obviously a Bret Hart fan. I wanted him to beat Mr. Perfect. But for me, it was so more exciting because when you really looked at it, the pressure was really on Bret. Bret had had such a successful title run with the Hart Foundation. He was kind of venturing off on his own. And this was the biggest step for him to prove that he could be a single star. So he went in there with a great partner in Curt Hennig, and they just stole the show. And I loved it because when you listened and looked at the match and were listening to Gorilla Monsoon, Bobby the Brain Heenan, and Rowdy Piper talking about it, the mere fact they're like, you know, we Mr. Perfect, he went lighter on the way to and harder on the cardio, it just gave you more of the sense that these two, as rough and stiff as they were in the ring, which is just their style with one another, that they were taking this extremely seriously. So it really felt more like a fight than anything. And there's something that you anticipated because both of these guys were high up there in the echelons of athleticism and, you know, could have been one of the next guys to hold the WWE championship at that time, or WWF, if you look back at them, before they got the F out. But what I love more about this too, Jeff, is the match, it speaks for itself. I mean, if you want to talk about the fact that if you didn't even know the storyline bleeding into this, you looked at the match and it told its own story. They both had great psychology in the ring. But I love the backstory behind it. I was watching Bret Hart, Hitman Hart collection, where he was talking about his career, and really got me enthralled in it even more watching it back was the fact that Mr. Perfect, Curt Hennig, was actually injured prior to SummerSlam and purposely wanted to go there to show respect to Bret Hart, wanted to be there to be able to pass on the title to him because he felt that's what he deserved. And it's just a sense of respect for your colleague and your fellow worker because it's the right thing to do. I mean, what did you feel when you found out the backstory behind it?
Well, they were both good locker room guys, and that's one thing that you get from this is that these two guys were for the boys. They were about the business, and they did the business, and it was at SummerSlam. And also, too, the backdrop, too, of having Bret Hart's parents there, Stu and Helen Hart, right there watching their son win the Intercontinental Championship. Then after that, he goes into the stands. And the funniest thing is, too, Lord Alfred Hayes trying to talk to Stu and all that mishap. And then he finally turns around. Oh, and then Bret's there and stuff like that. It's stuff like that. And I think also, too, yes, the matchup was great. But, like, you know, we were talking about the memories here of this SummerSlam, this particular SummerSlam 1991 at Madison Square Garden. It's all about the storytelling, man. The storytelling, like you said, what led into the match and the match itself. You're right. Mr. Perfect wanted to did the honors, felt obligated to go in there and give Bret Hart the best match possible, and that's what you did. You saw an instant classic, and when you think of the Intercontinental Championship, you think of SummerSlam, you think of those matches too, and like we could have gone to talk about Davey Boy Smith and Bret Hart. When you think of the SC title back at that time in the early 90s, it was, you were the second best, you were the next in line for the WWF Championship, and at that point, you were the workhorse, and this just personified workhorse with these two men, and I give credit every time. Someone tells me, Jeff, show me why do you become a WWF fan? Why are you such a fan of the professional wrestling, this crazy sport that you say we love in professional wrestling? It is that match. One of the best matches I've ever seen, and one of the ones that you can watch today, and you can't keep your eyes away from it. And one of the other things too is that I remember is Bobby the Brain Heenan saying that Perfect will be in the shower in 10 minutes. You remember that. You remember that because everything in that match was just historic and amazing. And for me, Brian, this was an amazing SummerSlam memory for you to bring up here for the Fans Podcast.
Yes, one of my favorite SummerSlam memories. Like you said, you talked about Davey Boy Smith and Bret the Hitman Hart at Wembley Stadium, which in turn was a very important match. But like you said, if you wanted to find out the reason why Jeff and I, we love professional wrestling, you know, you can watch this over and over again and you find certain things about it that you probably didn't pick up the first time you saw it. And for me, it's just an exciting feeling that we're sharing our SummerSlam memories here on the Fans Podcast. But more than just sharing the memories, we're just kind of reliving them again. And that's just more exciting because you go back to that time and you see the electricity in the crowd of the anticipation for this contest to happen, because I hate to say and be one of those old men, Jeff, that go back and say, well, back in my day, gasoline was 99 cents. But you felt a better sense that the crowd was willing to wait for the right moment to see a certain thing. And when it came to Madison Square Garden and the backdrop of New York City, there was no better way for these two to face each other but in that type of atmosphere and environment. I mean, Bret the Hitman Hart even said to him, to his legions of fans out there, that Madison Square Garden is holy ground for him. He's had some of his greatest matches and greatest moments at Madison Square Garden, WrestleMania 10, the return at Survivor Series against Stone Cold Steve Austin. I mean, great things. If you're a fan of Bret the Hitman Hart, you know Madison Square Garden is his second home and second calling. As for Curt Hennig, though, you know, I can't begin to express the amount of respect I have for this man. Not just because of what he could do in the ring, but like you said, he was one of the boys in the back, and he believed in respect. He believed in doing the honors and doing the favors for somebody because that was the old school mentality. I still think it lives to this day now to a certain extent, but it's more business than anything. Do you feel the same way?
Well, I see, you know, it depends on what you see in the backstage. Now you see people, you know, bringing kayfabe and they're all together. I guess it's kind of more of a low-key kind of feeling backstage. So I think it's a little bit, you know, I think there's more friendliness backstage. I think back then in the 80s and 90s, more about me and my spot. So, you know, just Bret and Kurt were just, you know, a shade different than everybody else, I believe. And again, Bret said that whenever he went into the ring against Kurt, it would be like a night off. He knew him really well.
Which you wouldn't think from the manner in which they wrestled each other. There was not a night off in terms of physicality, but yeah, it's amazing how Bret would make that comment.
Yeah, it was like a night off, and you know, it just shows you that these two eventual Hall of Famers would provide us with a very memorable matchup here at SummerSlam.
Kind of like when you and I are on the show together. It's like a night off, basically. We just feed off each other. We have that type
for
of
you,
chemistry.
Maybe, but for me, it's always...
Well, for you, you're always, you know, complaining about something.
I feel
something.
Like I'm taking on...
more responsibilities?
No. You know I love you, Trendsetter.
Okay, well, you know, take Jeff to ruin a moment like that. He's not the best color commentator in the world for a reason, folks. But that's us sharing at least one of my favorite SummerSlam memories back in 1991, Madison Square Garden. It was the summer of love. A lot of things to anticipate for me as a kid. The thing I wanted to see the most was the pink and black Bret the Hitman Hart. The excellence of execution going against Mr. Perfect Curt Hennig. And to me, I couldn't have been more excited. Bret Hart ultimately ends up winning his first ever Intercontinental Championship, and the rest is history, as they say, folks. And thank you so much for going down memory lane with Jeff and I here. You make sure you listen to us on the High Spot Podcast as well. Catch us on Twitter at High Spot Podcast, but also listen to us on NXT Weekly and our great contribution, as we do always, in our association with the Fans Podcast. Catch them on Twitter at the Fans Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, guys. I hope you enjoy SummerSlam weekend in Brooklyn, New York, and it's just going to be too sweet.